नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग फोक्स, दिस इज news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर्स अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस।
जस्टिस अरुण मिश्रा मे हैव डिसाइडेड नॉट टू हियर एनी फर्दर पिटिशंस रिलेटिंग टू द सीबीआई जज बीएच लोया डेथ केस व्हिच ट्रिगर्ड द ओपन रिवोल्ट इन द सुप्रीम कोर्ट। An order released late in the evening on the Supreme Court website says the case should be put up before the appropriate bench, hinting that a new bench could be formed to hear the public interest litigation. Does it mean that the bench headed by Justice Arun Mishra is not the appropriate bench to hear this case any further? The central government has withdrawn the subsidy given to Hajj pilgrims. Minority Affairs Minister Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi said the decision is in line with the government's agenda to empower minorities without appeasement. The union minister said the government would save rupees 700 crores by stopping this subsidy and would use the funds for education of minorities, particularly girls. He went missing on Monday, was found later in an Ahmedabad hospital the same day, and on Tuesday in a press conference alleged that attempts were being made to silence his voice. Soon after, people were lining up to meet Vishwa Hindu Parishad's international president Praveen Togadia. Among the notable visitors were Congress leader Arjun Modhvadia, Patidar leader Hardik Patel, and retired Gujarat IPS officer DG Vanzara. Anna Hazare is making sure that volunteers joining his new movement submit affidavits to the effect that they will not join politics in the future and remain dedicated to social causes. Senior lawyer and activist Prashant Bhushan filed a complaint against Chief Justice of India Deepak Mishra, alleging that he had stopped the CBI from filing an FIR against a sitting High Court judge in the Medical College bribery scam case. The complaint, filed on behalf of the Bhushan-led Campaign for Judicial Accountability and Reforms, or CJAR, also sought an SIT probe in the matter. On the final day of a Jallikattu event, Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Edappadi Palaniswamy, Deputy Chief Minister O. Paneerselvam and other ministers in the Tamil Nadu government were present, showering participants with gifts at the same venue where villagers sparked off a protest exactly a year ago. There have been 3 deaths during the traditional sport of bull taming this year. The Supreme Court came down heavily on the CBI's SIT, probing alleged extrajudicial killings and fake encounters by the army, Assam Rifles and police in insurgency hit Manipur for not registering the required amount of FIRs as directed by it earlier. Suvarnaraj, a 2-time Thailand Para Table Tennis Open medalist, has been virtually forced into quitting the sport. After nearly 10 years of struggling to see the condition of the sport improve, the 34-year-old has finally succumbed. Her quitting table tennis has highlighted the problem of lack of support for para athletes in the country. Sanjay Leela Bansali's Padmavat has been banned by the BJP government in Haryana. This is the 6th state to ban the movie. Agree or disagree? Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Chipko moments with world leaders have obviously titillated the Congress. The party's hashtag Hugplomacy video, mocking the PM's warm and fuzzy diplomatic style, reveals a puerile urge towards lowbrow social media sensationalism and lack of empathy with popular culture. Perhaps the post-Sonia phase WizKids missed Munna Bhai MBBS, the smash Bollywood hit which put the bro hug on the map. Hey Mamu, Jadu ki jhappi de dal aur baat khatam. Let's face it, the jhappi is no less a cultural export than yoga, and all power to Modi in promoting it. Jallikattu is not just a sport, it's a tradition for Tamil makkal. Only native breed bulls are used in Jallikattu. Breeds like Kangayam, Pullikulam, Malaimadu, etc. that go by the biological names Bos Indicus. Unlike the Jersey bulls from the west, these breeds have a strong, prominent hump. Prices of these breeds that otherwise cost up to Rs 12 lakh per bull dropped when the Supreme Court issued a ban on the sport in 2014. On Reel, the all-new Maruti Suzuki Swift is set to make its India debut at the 2018 Auto Expo, and it already promises to be one of the biggest launches of the year. Check out the features on news18.com.
That's all for today's news18.com's Daybreak, and stay tuned with us for more updates tomorrow. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.